There's a man who lives beside me. He fought in World War II. He proudly waves old glory from high above his roof. He starts out every morning like it's Independence Day. I've seen him at attention salute the flag and say, I love this land from sea to shining sea. I love this land, home of the brave and free. I love the liberty, the justice, and the truth on which we stand, one nation under God. I love this land.
Across the country, big cities, little towns. While mama's getting ready, dad pulls the car around. They join the congregation as they sing Amazing Grace. They're free to worship Jesus, and they are free to pray.
I love this land. From sea to shining sea, I love this land, home of the brave and free. I love the liberty, the justice, and the truth on which we stand, one nation under God. I love this land.
America,
the land I love.
Oh, I will stand beside her and defend her with my life, for my children, for freedom.
Oh, I love this land, from sea to shining sea. I love this land, home of the brave and free. I love the liberty, the justice, and the truth on which we stand, one nation under God. I love this land, one nation under God. This land, I love this land.
Thank you so much, young people. I appreciate that. Open your Bibles with me real quickly this morning to Psalms, Psalm number 33. Psalm number 33. It's Memorial Day tomorrow, and I love Memorial Day and 4th of July. I mean, I love Christmas and my birthday and all that kind of stuff too, but I love Memorial Day and 4th of July because it really gives us an opportunity to be very thankful for the country that we get to live in. It gives us the opportunity to express our gratitude to the men and women who fought and many of which did not come home to give us the freedoms and the liberties that we enjoy today in America. And to get to go to a church like you go to today and open your King James Bible and hear preaching and sing songs like My Country Tis of Thee and God Bless America. You know, I love that song, God Bless America, and I'm kind of going to preach a little bit of a patriotic sermon this morning, and I promise you I don't typically preach long, and I won't preach long today, and I'll go as fast as I can, as long as you can listen as fast as you can, okay? So are you there with me in Psalm number 33? We're going to read in just a few moments. We're going to read one verse in Psalm 33, but first I want to read a poem to you this morning that I always think about on Memorial Day and on 4th of July. This poem was written by Dr. Jack Hiles, and it's called I Love America. It says, I love Thanksgiving when we pray, and July 4th and Labor Day, with picnics, ants, and hungry flies, and barbecue, and hot French fries. With Cokes and chips and apple pies beneath some hazy, lazy skies, I love America. I love Miami's royal palm that oozes forth a healing balm. Beside the ocean's quiet calm, I love America. And Betsy Ross and Orville Wright and dear Ben Franklin's flying kite. And Thomas Jefferson's mighty quill, the Alamo and Bunker Hill. And Paul Revere's midnight ride and Wilbur Wright's successful glide. I love United's friendly skies and baseball when the umpire cries, play ball, as thousands quietly rise to turn their moistened, sober eyes toward waving flag that proudly flies. I love America. I love Casey Stengel's Stengelese and Dairy Queen and Tasty Freeze and cotton candy at the zoo and corny dogs and Big Macs too and Burger Kings and shopping malls and hockey pucks and basketballs. I love America. I love Mississippi's cotton fields and Holland, Michigan's spinning wheels, monotonous Midwestern plains, Florida's sun, Seattle's rains. I love Atlanta's lovely dogwood trails and Santa Fe's long clicking, clicking rails. I love the Rocky Mountain peaks beneath a sky which mutely speaks, and Disney World and Disneyland and Georgia's fertile red blood sand. I love the Mississippi and Rio Grande, Wisconsin's cheese and dairy land. I love McDonald's chocolate shakes and Minnesota's thousand lakes. The Royal Gorge's mighty yawn, a sleepy Alabama dawn, the harvest moon that shineth on. I just love America. I love to gaze at Yellowstone while licking on an ice cream cone, Howard Johnson Motor Lodge and Ford and Chevrolet and Dodge. I love the stately Empire State and San Francisco's Golden Gate. I love St. Louis's friendly arch, the Statue of Liberty's burning torch, the Washington Monument's prickly goad and Colorado's Trail Ridge Road. I love America. I love my country, 'tis of thee, O blessed land of liberty. Long may our glorious land be bright with freedom's wondrous holy light. Protect us by thy matchless might. I love America. I love to stand with hand or heart and think of those who did their part, who left a mom a lone gold star, whose bodies rest neath fields afar. I love New England's rolling farms, its quaint decor and blushing charms. I love the azaleas fresh in blooms, East Texas roses, sparkling plumes. I love it when a church choir sings and know the peace that worship brings. There beats within my heart a dream that that small, faint, and flickering gleam will soon become a mighty flame to spread to all his matchless name, that those dear ones who call me dad will know the country I have had, where freedom's flag flies proud and high, and those dear ones may loudly cry, I'm free! I'm free. My dad helped make it so. That faint small gleam is now aglow. That Christian land that dad once knew is now the kind that we know too. God's judging hand has now been stayed, so I and mine are not afraid. So churches like our own abound in every city, village, town. We're free to witness, visit, teach the same dear truths we heard dad preach. And now we vow to God above to pass it on to those we love. We have a great responsibility this morning. Thousands and thousands gave their lives on foreign fields to give us the freedoms that we enjoy today, and we have a responsibility today, church, to pass that on to the next generation. My children are 9 and 4 years old, and I have a responsibility as their dad to protect and preserve those freedoms and to do everything I can to give my children the same America that I got the opportunity to enjoy. I'm here to tell you today there are those that are attacking our freedoms today. There are those who are trying to take away the freedoms for us to stand in a church like this and preach the Bible and to open the God's Word on somebody's doorstep and share the wondrous gospel of Jesus Christ. There are those trying to take that away from us today. There are those who are trying to do away with songs like, Oh Beautiful for Spacious Skies and the Star-Spangled Banner and God Bless America. But if America's to be saved today, ladies and gentlemen, the answer is not going to be from the White House. We have a very important election coming up in a couple years. But whoever gets elected to be president, the next president of the United States, is not who's going to save America. The saving of grace of America is not going to be found in the courthouse or in the state house. The saving grace of America, if America is to be saved today, it's going to be found in the church house, and it's going to be found in your house. And that's what I want to emphasize for just a few short minutes this morning. Look with me here in Psalm 33, verse number 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people who hath chosen for his own inheritance. I want to kind of focus on that first phrase for a little while this morning. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Now, I like to know what words mean. We all sing songs with nation and one nation under God. We've all heard that, and we all say it, and we're all very proud to say it. But I like to know what these words actually mean. So I looked up the word nation in the dictionary. A community of people composed of one or more nationalities. Now, as I look across this auditorium this morning, there are many nationalities represented here today. My ancestry is Italian. My grandparents were Italian, and my mom was Italian, and so that nationality is passed on to me. There are Spanish in the room this morning. There are French in the room this morning. There's a wide variety of nationalities in this room this morning, of heritage. And the definition, the very definition of the word nation is a community of people comprised of one or more nationalities. Now that verse says, blessed is the nation, the community of people, those of us here this morning. I don't live, obviously, in the Albuquerque area, but most of you do. And some of you are from Texas, the dear brother I met this morning, and some of you from various places. But your community of people, your nation, a community of people comprised of one or more nationalities. Now, we often say, God bless America. And this verse says, blessed is the nation. Blessed is the nation, the community of people. I don't know about you this morning, but I want God's blessing on our nation. I want God's blessing on the United States of America. When we sing the song, God bless America, land that I love, that is a prayer. That is a plea to God, please bless America. And even in our secular newspapers in Chicago, we still see the words, God bless America. And around this time of year, on 4th of July, even on the marquee signs out in front of a bar room, you'll see God bless America. But I'm here to tell you this morning, I think it's a little bit selfish for us to ask God to bless America when we are not willing to bless God. How can we expect God to bless us if we're not willing to bless God? Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. What or who is your God this morning? We all want God's blessing on us. It's pretty simple. God tells us how to get His blessing on our country, to make Him our Lord. A Lord is someone or something that rules, that controls somebody's life. In medieval times, you had Lord whoever, and he was the Lord over his castle, over his country, or over his community. And everybody in that realm looked up to him, the king, the Lord over all of those people, and that Lord was in charge. Well, it's the same concept. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. How can we expect God to bless us if we are not willing to make him Lord of our lives? How can we expect God to give us His blessings if we're not willing to put Him in charge, to put Him at the steering wheel? I see the bumper stickers that say, God is my co-pilot. I don't want God to be my co-pilot. I want God to be my pilot. Let me sit in the back seat and just hold on and enjoy the ride and let God drive the car and take this body, take this life of Anthony Collins anywhere to do anything that He wants it to do. I want God to be my Lord. I want Him to be in charge. And the Bible tells us, Christian, that if we're willing to make God our Lord, then and only then will we receive God's blessing. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. How about you today? Do you know Him? Is He your Lord this morning? Have you ever taken the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior? Have you ever bowed your head and said, Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. And I know I can't go to heaven without you. Nothing I can do can get me to heaven. Going to church doesn't get me to heaven. Getting baptized doesn't get me to heaven. Reading my Bible doesn't get me to heaven. Throwing a few dollars in the offering plate doesn't get me to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Has that day ever come in your life where you've just humbled yourself before the Lord and admitted, I'm a sinner. I'm lost. And I'm on my way to hell. Today would be an excellent day for you to get that settled and make Jesus the Lord of your life and invite him to come into your heart. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What an excellent place, what an excellent opportunity to get that settled this morning. Maybe you're here today and you're a Christian. You've been saved for a long time. Jesus has been in your heart for many, many years. Maybe some of you longer than I've been alive. Maybe longer than this church has been here. Maybe you've been one of the original founding members of New Heights Baptist Church, and you've been coming here since it was started. And you're a rock and a pillar of this church. I ask you this morning, Christian, is Jesus Lord of your life? Is God the Lord of your life? Is he behind the steering wheel? Or are you driving the car and he's just holding on for the ride and hoping that you don't crash and burn? Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. We have a great responsibility to preserve this country. And I'm here to tell you this morning, there's only one way that's going to happen. And that's if you and I, individuals, the very definition of the word nation, a group, a community of people, individual people, you and me. So we can say, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Maybe we could break that down and we could say, blessed is the city whose God is the Lord. Maybe we could go down a little farther and say, blessed is the church whose God is the Lord. Or let's take it all the way down to, blessed is the family whose God is the Lord. Or even further, blessed is the man whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the woman whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the boy or the girl or the teenager or the mom or the dad or the Sunday school teacher or the bus driver or the soul winner or the junior church worker. Blessed is the college student or the pastor or administrator whose God is the Lord this morning. Is God your Lord? Is he in the driver's seat of your life? Or is God your co-pilot? I don't want God to be my co-pilot. I want God to bless America. And I'm to tell you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, that God's word says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And if we want God to bless this nation, we have to make him our Lord. Boy, how easy it is to make our remote control, our television, our Lord, or our cell phone, or our device, or our paycheck, or whatever. So many things can step into that position that becomes so important in our lives. But I'm telling you, if you want God's blessing, the Bible says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. People died to give us this freedom. People died to give us this nation. Perhaps some of your loved ones and family members have given their lives willingly on the battlefield to give us this nation that we enjoy today. It is our responsibility to preserve it for the next generation. And if we want God to bless America, we Americans had better bless God.